It's a tough place to be, you know. It all feels a bit surreal. There's a lot of people in a state of shock, including myself, you know. But yeah, it's a hugely disappointing changing room. I spoke to the lads there for a couple of minutes, but there's not an awful lot that can be said, you know. I suppose my overriding feeling is that they did themselves proud and they did Derry proud for so long, and that's the message that I conveyed to them. But ultimately, we didn't do enough to get across the line, you know.
Spoke last week and you mentioned the fact that you need to lift at so many levels. Do you feel you got that today?
That's a good question. I think we got it for 65 minutes, Mal. You know, we were very confident coming into the game. We felt we were going to win it. We thought we had the tools. When the draw was made and we're coming back up the road, I would say within 60 seconds we had our matchups sorted. We felt we had the players to take out a lot of their key threats and to contain some of the others that are almost impossible to contain on the best of days. But we also thought that we had an attacking plan, and we worked ferociously hard in that attacking plan and in our training based on the model which we knew that Kerry would defend on. But we're also conscious that Kerry might look at us and they may play without a sweeper. And within a minute or two of the game, we were conscious of that. The players started to coach each other on the field, and we really started to go after that tactic. We cut them apart in the first half and scored very, very heavily. I felt after we weathered the first 10 minutes of the second half, and which we knew that would come, and that has traditionally been over the last period of time Kerry's championship quarter. But we knew when we could weather that out, even if it was still close, we knew our time would come. And there was a 15-minute period there in the middle that every time we attacked, we looked like cutting them open. We were only fractionally off with a number of passes for creating another couple of goal chances. We created one or two goal chances in that time, but it was the wides that we kicked from very scorable angles that we needed the momentum of that. And we talked about that coming into the game. We did an awful lot of work on the emphasis of being productive in our attack and play, and ultimately it was in that time that let us down the most.
The game was frantic
as it was
at the start because it was helter skelter.
Well, we did. We came to win, Mal. We came to win this game. There's been a lot of punditry and a lot of commentary about our style of play, and a lot of that is fair. But that also created an opportunity for us because Kerry would have looked at it like that as well. We decided this game we would really go for it. Look, our style of play was the same in terms of how we defended. We looked to build our attacks, but we looked to play with bouts of intensity, and when those openings came for the players, we were intent on going for it, and we did. And I was very, very pleased with a lot of those aspects of the play, you know.
In terms of matchups, how big a loss was losing Paddy McGrogan at that point?
Huge, massive, huge player for Derry, massively undervalued. Do a bit of research and look at the matchups that Paddy marked last year. Conor McKenna in the first match, Conor McManus in the second match, Micheál Langan in the All-Ireland or in the Ulster final, Owen Cleary in the All-Ireland quarter final, and in the All-Ireland semi final was Matthew Tierney. Today we had him on Sean O'Shea. That wouldn't have been a matchup maybe that some would have said, but Paddy was massive. Like, he scored a point when he hurt himself badly with his ankle. It's not just the quality of his defending or attacking, it's the leadership. I would say pound for pound he's maybe our toughest player. He's a huge leader, so he was a loss, and that dipped into our bench very, very early. So yeah, it was a big loss for us.
Conor Gavin's point, is that spell you're talking about, where he got that point just to stop Kerry's spell in the quarter?
Yeah, we needed that point badly at that stage. They were on top, but when we got that point, almost the tide almost changed. You could feel it. Our players grew back into the game, and we looked like creating opportunities with our hard running game from deep, and our inside players were starting to get separation. But some of the chances that we created, like. We put it this way, we took much more difficult chances, I felt, in the first half than the chances that we left behind us in the second, you know. It's got